A monster fish has been lurking in the Detroit River. It's one of the biggest lake sturgeon ever caught in this country. Here's Anna Marie Seisling of member station WDET.
Last Thursday started out like any other day on the Detroit River for three scientists with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Conservation Office in Alpena, Michigan. They were setting up fishing lines as part of their annual survey of the lake sturgeon population. Scientist Paige Wiegren says the biggest thing hauled in so far was a 5-gallon plastic bucket. But then everything changed.
And all of a sudden, this gray and white shadow came to the surface. And for about 5 to 8 minutes, we sort of struggled to try to get the fish into the net. Finally got the fish in the net and were able to, all three of us, pull her on the deck of the boat. And that's when it really sunk in how large this fish was.
Not just large, but a record-setting giant, weighing in at 240 pounds and measuring nearly 7 feet long and about 4 feet around. Scientists think the fish is a female and at least 100 years old. After taking a photo of the fish lying next to one of the crew members for scale, the giant sturgeon was tagged with a microchip and released back into the river. In the 19th century, it's estimated there were more than 500,000 sturgeon swimming in the Detroit River. Scientists now believe there are fewer than 7,000. The decline is due to overfishing and habitat destruction. But Jason Fisher, one of the scientists on the boat, says the river's water has vastly improved in recent decades.
We see, you know, kind of world-class fisheries in the Detroit River and, you know, the St. Clair River. I, you know, can think of just a whole bunch of walleye fishermen who would agree with me.
Jennifer Johnson, the scientist lying next to the giant sturgeon in a photo that's gone viral, thinks the catch captures so many people's imaginations because it shows that larger-than-life, almost mythical creatures still exist.
The fact that the sturgeon has survived for so long and probably seen way more than any of us could imagine is kind of phenomenal. And just, I think everybody loves a good, like, fish story. Yeah.
A fish story, which in this case involves a nearly 7-foot-long, century-old sturgeon swimming in a river that feeds industry in one of America's largest cities. For NPR News, I'm Anna Marie Seisling in Detroit.